yesterday that we do want to point out that there is here in Yeshiva, the Yeshiva will have a minyan Cholamoed with Tefillin here in Yeshiva. So those of you who wear Tefillin, we appreciate if you come and help us with the minyan. Go through a few halachos of Erev Pesach. We're familiar with there's an issue of a person has a limited time when he's allowed to eat chametz in the morning. Because of that, some people daven early to be able to take care of everything they have to take care of. The Zman Isser Chila, the shul is posted, is 10:40. Person should finish eating chametz by 10:40 next Monday morning. Person should finish eating all chametz. Person is allowed to still benefit from chametz, use chametz. He can still sell the chametz. He can still put away the chametz for another halachic hour till 11:55. By 11:55, all chametz at that point in time is no longer usable. It should be put away. It should be sold to the goy. You cannot use it in any way. There's a mitzvah bir chametz. Bir chametz should be done, be finished by 11:55. And the person, we say, at the end of bir chametz, you say kol chamira, which is the act of bitul chametz. You're being mevatel to all the chametz that you have. It must be said before 11:55. So the person should finish in his bir chametz and say, well, by 11:55 a.m. on Monday morning, he should say already, have finished saying the kol chamira. There is an issue of eating matzah the whole day. Our minute is we don't eat matzah already from earlier. A person cannot eat matzah the whole day. Where it applies to is cakes which are made with matzah mel are also not to be used on Erev Pesach. Knedlach, however, are permitted because they're cooked, they're boiled. But cakes which are baked, they're made with matzah mel, should not be eaten. So a person wants to make a siyam, let's say, in the morning, wants to eat some matzah mel cake in the afternoon. He can eat cakes with potato starch, and that's fine. The cakes which are made with matzah mel should not be eaten the whole day. There is a minhag of Tanis Bukharim, and so people who are Bukhar fast. If the child is young, the parent fasts, who's a Bukhar, the parent fasts for the child, the father fasts. If the father is a Bukhar, some people have a minhag of the mother fasts, because the father's fasting for himself anyway. That's the halacha. Minhag has become quite common that people attend the Sudas Mitzvah, and thereby, once they've eaten for Sudas Mitzvah, they're allowed to continue eating the rest of the day. A siyum functions as a Sudas Mitzvah. A person who's a Bechor who wants to eat should be present make sure that he's present by the siyum. Later on in the day, by Shoah series, there's a limitation from Shoah series and on, which is about 4:30, and on, a person should limit his what he's eating, in order to be able to eat do the mitzvahs of the night time, the night of Pesach, with the oven, with appetite. Normally that halacha applies to limiting yourself to eating pas. It's very, very uncommon for us to eat pas anyway. We don't eat matzah in any way, shape, or form Erev Pesach. We don't eat matzah ashira for Ashkenazim. We don't eat matzah ashira on Erev Pesach. So therefore, there's very, that halacha, but that is the concept that a person should limit his intake. You know, he shouldn't be having a very large meal later on in the day. He should be able to have the appetite when it comes to the mitzvahs. The Shavur brings down that your person should go to the mikvah. Person should go to the mikvah after chatzos. It's approximately 1:00. A person should go to the mikvah, the kavod yomtiv. There is, from chatzos and onwards, since in the time of the Beis Hamikdash was his man with Klai, so brought the korban Pesach, and there was his man bringing a korban in general, was a yomtiv. Tosfos in getting a Malkum Shenogu and Sefer Pesachim points out that each time a person would bring his own personal korban, any time during the year, that was the day of a yomtiv for the person, bringing a korban to the Beis Hamikdash. So from Erev Pesach, from Chatzos and onwards, it was a yomtiv for Klai Yisrael. And therefore, there are certain limitations in regards to malacha, which is prohibited already. Malachas are prohibited from Chatzos of Erev Pesach to the evening already. Basically, the halachas parallel, but are a little more lenient than the halachas of Chol HaMoed. One example, so a person should not be a haircut should be taken before chatzos. A person wants to cut his fingernails, preferably he should do it before chatzos. A person washing clothes, etc., should be done by chatzos. After chatzos, a person can, if he did not get a haircut before, he can get a haircut from a non-Jewish barber. He can, if he did not cut his fingernails before, and he could cut his fingernails afterwards, even by himself. If a person did not wash it, needs to wash something for the night time, he could give it to a non-Jewish person to wash the clothes into the cleaners. They'll give you a rush job. A person could run in and do that after chatzos. So that's a kula of Amir La'akum, which is mutter in Erev Pesach, which is not mutter in Chol HaMoed. But in general, a person should be limiting malacha at that point in time. The halacha also says that a person does malacha during that period of time. Besides, you should not be doing it. If you do it, you're not right, simen bracha with that money. The money that your person would get at that point in time, if he does it for work, for money, he would not see a simen bracha in that malacha. So some people in a situation about similar to Chol HaMoed. Davar Aved is permitted. It's a person who needs it for his job, etc. All the lachas he spoke about Chol HaMoed, Davar Aved, Tzarech Yamtiv, all of the lachas which were permitted in the Chol HaMoed, obviously permitted in Erev Pesach after Chatzos. I want to wish everybody Chag Kasher V'Sameach, and just to echo Rabbi Naiman's words, that remember to take home your tefillin. Have a good Yom Tov. Rabbi Naiman, will there be a minyan here? A late minyan?
Tomorrow on Friday.
Of course, 8:45 minyan here tomorrow morning.